in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in chapter Kuf Lamed Hei, chapter 135, talks about the laws of sitting in the sukkah. So he starts off by saying that it says Ksiv Basukas Teishvu Shivas Yomim. The verse says that you need to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. So what does it mean, sit? Perush, it means toduru basukas, that you should dwell in the sukkas. So what is, so he elaborates, Omra Torah. So what the Torah has said, sheyodur basukko shivas yomim, that a person should live in his sukkah for 7 days, kemoishu dor beveisei kol hashono, just as one lives in their home during the year. So now, during these 7 days, his main dwelling should be in the sukkah, which therefore means not only that you need to spend time, eat, but also sheyachnis letoicho, you should bring into the sukkah kelov hanoyim, your beautiful vessels that isn't usually decorate your home. You bring it into the sukkah, matzois, hanois, and nice spreads that one has in the house. Now, of course, it has to be in a way that it's reasonable, in the sense that if you would not go through such trouble in the house, then you don't have to do it in the sukkah. So that means if you don't have cabinet space and you don't have space in the sukkah, we'll see. And therefore also, v'oichel, you eat, v'shoisen, you drink, v'loimet, and you study, umetayil, and you go for, extra time, walking, spending time, v'yoshen, and you sleep, basukkah, you do everything in the sukkah. And v'afilu imesapirim chaveiro, let's say you're just schmoozing with your friend, Yisapir b'sukkah, you should be schmoozing in the sukkah. And it's interesting, we learned in the letter of the Rebbe yesterday, the day before, that it tells you that the sukkah makes even mundane things, makes it into a mitzvah. Here you're schmoozing with your friend, and presumably you're schmoozing what you're allowed to schmooze about. You're talking about a business deal or something. So if you do it, do it in the sukkah. You make your day-to-day life, you make it into a mitzvah. The same thing, if you're davening alone, if you're davening with a minion, then you have to go to shul. But if you're not davening, don't daven at home, you should daven within the sukkah. And there's another special part in the mitzvah of sukkah, because kisiv, in the verse it says, why do you sit in the sukkah? Leman yedu de reiseichem, so that the generations that follow will know, ki basukkah is shafti es b'nei Yisrael b'hoitzi oisom eretz Mitzrayim, that I have had the b'nei Yisrael, the Jewish people, sit in the sukkahs when I took them out from Egypt. This is commemorating the Sukkot that the Jewish people were placed in when they left Egypt. As we'll see in a minute, he'll explain what does it mean, these Sukkahs, exactly, that Hashem placed them, that we're remembering, and also, why don't we sit in the Sukkah and Pesach, if it's to remember when Hashem took them out, we should be sitting in the Sukkah and Pesach versus on Sukkahs. So, but because the Torah says that you're building the sukkah so that the generations remember that I have placed them in sukkah, that's why one has to have in mind when he sits in the sukkah, that the Holy One, blessed be He, has instructed us, commanded us to sit in the sukkah, Zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim, to remember the exodus of Egypt when Hashem took us out and He put us in these sukkahs. V'sukas elush omer ha-kosuv ki besakas v'sukas shavta. What are these huts, these sukkas, that the Torah says, I have set you, I have placed you, sat you down in the sukkas? What are we talking about? Nechluku bahem tanoim. There's a disagreement between the rabbis. Rabbi Lezer says, they're not literal sukkot, but heim anane ha-kovid. Those are the clouds of glory. Shehikiv bahem ha-kodesh baruch hu asabeisenu, which God, the Holy One, blessed be He, surrounded our fathers, the Bal Yakim Sherev Veshemesh, so that the heat and the sun should not bang at them. The Sherev is a heat wave, and the sun, so that protected, they were protected, so it wasn't literally huts, but it was just, they provided the protection that usually a hut, a sukkah would provide. But the other opinion, Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says, Sukkot mamash. God actually made for them actual Sukkot. She'osu lehem b'shas chaniyosu b'pnei hachama, which they have made for them at the time that they were camping, and that was because of the sun. I noticed there's a change. Before we said Shemesh and the Sharav. Over here it says Chama, but it's basically the same, or maybe huts don't protect so much for that, but whatever. Now, the issue becomes, V'af al pi sheyotzonu mimitzrayim b'chodesh Nisan, although that we exited Egypt on the month of Nisan, lo tzivanu lasot asukah b'osa hazman, God did not command us to make a sukkah in Nisan. Well, it should be, we're remembering when they left Egypt. I mean, although they had to, they were traveling this desert for 40 years, so they were the Nisan year, they were all times of the year. But the beginning, it starts, the Pasuk is remembering the exodus of Egypt. We're not just remembering any time when they were sitting, so it seems like it should be done when it all started. But we don't do it, and why? Because in Nisan is the beginning of the summer months. And then, that's the natural way. All people make kind of shady areas. They make a sukkah, they make a hut for shade. You would not be able to tell that why you're doing it is because it's a mitzvah of the Creator. May His name be blessed. So we wouldn't be able to tell. That's why God instructed us to do it at the seventh month. It's already the rain season. It is the nature of most people to go out of their sukkah and to sit in their home. But we are doing the opposite. We are going out of the house to sit in the sukkah. So that would be visible to everybody. That it's the command of the king that we need to do. So that we can tell that we're doing a mitzvah. That's why Hashem told us to do it in the seventh month in Tishrei, because then all people are going from the sukkah into the house, and we're going from the house into the sukkah to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem. Beis. Yes? So, Siv Beis. So he says, Tzorich lahachzik es ha-sukkah bekovod. You must hold the sukkah in honor. You must. V'shelo yehi mutzvahs bezuyas olof. So mitzvahs should not be degraded on you. In other words, don't mistreat. The sukkah needs to be with respect, treated with respect, because the sukkah is a mitzvah. And if you disrespect the sukkah, you're disrespecting the mitzvah. And that's why, even though he said before to bring in some of the beautiful dishes, but therefore, lo yachnis l'soicha kelim she'enu mechubadim. Don't bring into the sukkah such dishes, pots that are not honorable, such as pots, v'chatshe shoivim b'mayim, or a jug with which you draw water, they weren't considered nice. They're not like china dishes. They are just plain dishes. V'chelim shamashim bam kemach. Then you have vessels in that dishes that you store flour in them. V'areva v'yoyro machves, and these different kinds of pots and kettles and frying pans and machteshes and grinder, kayotzubahem is similar, all the various different kinds of tools that you have in the kitchen, don't bring them into the sukkah. And also, he says, the plates that are nice, you put in the sukkah, but v'gam hakaydus, also the plates, la'achar ha'achilo tzorit leitzim lachutz, after you finish eating, you have to take them outside. Avul klei shesia. But, you know, because after you ate them, you know, you have to wash them off and you have to clean, but they're dirty, so don't keep them in the sukkah, dirty dishes. But drinking vessels don't get so soiled, so yiyu basukkah, they should remain, they can should be in the sukkah. V'noyagim sheloi lahachnis letoicha ner shel cheres. The custom is also not to bring into the sukkah a lamp made out of clay. The clay lamps were considered mishum demoyz. It's repugnant. It's considered to be a used lamp. It's not considered to be nice, so it's not honorable for the sukkah. That's as far as what dishes to bring in. Now, what kind of activities should you do in the sukkah itself? V'chein lo yaseh bo tashmish bozui. Don't make use in the sukkah a use which is degrading. Kegoin, as for example, shtifas kadedus ukaoris, to rinse the pots and the plates. Don't, and the plates, don't rinse it off in the sukkah. Avol koisev muter lishta, but cups, it's permissible to rinse off. And the kol shkein, the osur lahashtimoy, not permitted to urinate in the sukkah. Afilu tech keli, even it should be into a vessel. Afa pisha oisev kein b'tech beisa, even though you do it in your home. So you say, well, sukkah is my home, so I'm doing it in the no. Abo tashmish amita muter besukkah, to have, you know, with your wife in the sukkah is permissible intimacy. Shareika mitzvose ish v'ishta, because the main mitzvah is for a man and a woman to be in the sukkah. Im hichnes letoicha, and this is talking about people that slept in the sukkah at the time that they did sleep in the sukkah. Im hichnes letoicha kelim bezuyim. However, if you did bring in vessels which are degrading, that doesn't disqualify the sukkah. Eina nichselis bekach, that doesn't make the sukkah disqualified. Ach b'shor shehen bo, to the extent though that when the degrading vessels are in the sukkah, ein levarich leshi basukkah, don't make the blessing to sit in the sukkah. Ad sheyitziyum, until you actually take them out. That's how stringent they are. Shouldn't look like a degrading. So that don't make a bracha in there while there is stuff that are degrading in the sukkah. Gimel number three, Siv Gimel. Achila besukkah balayla harishani chayva. The eating in the sukkah on the first night is mandatory. Shetzorich lechol basukkah pas lechol apochas kizayis. One needs to eat a minimal of amount of a size of an olive of bread. That has to be done in the sukkah. Vafilu mitztoir, even if you're in pain, chayiv lechel basukkah, he has to eat in the sukkah. Normally, during sukkot, if a person is in pain, he doesn't have to be in the sukkah, but there is a minimum requirement of eating the size of an olive of bread in the sukkah at the first night of sukkah. But if there is rain coming down, and he says, looks like a siftes. So im medameshi yiposkul achar shteishos. If you're imagining that after an hour or 2 hours it will stop, yamtin, then you should wait. Ba'achar kach yikadish v'yochol basuka karoy, and then you make kiddush and you eat in the sukkah as fitting. So you have to wait for the rain to pass. If you're imagining that the rain, you expecting the rain to pass. But if you see, you imagine that the rain isn't stopping, it's not going to stop. Or you waited and they didn't stop. So then you're still going to make Kiddush in the Sukkah in the rain. You're going to make Shechiyonu. Umekaven b'shechiyonu gam al hasukkah. And when you say the Shechiyonu, you also mean in mind the Sukkah itself. Besides having in mind the Yontav, you make a Shechiyonu because the Yontav is here. But you also have in mind the Sukkah, because that's a mitzvah that is also coming to you now, the Zerzah Shechiyonu. Avol einoy mevorech leishev basukah, but you don't make the bracha leishev basukah. So first you make Kiddush without making the leishev basukah. V'noytel yodov umevorech hamoitzi, and then you wash and your hands, you know, like netilat yadayim, and you make the bracha of hamotzi. V'oichel shom kizayis b'li hefsik, and you eat there kizayis pas, you eat the size of an olive of bread to fulfill your mitzvah without interrupting, meaning finish up the kizayis so you fulfill your mitzvah. And he goes into the house and concludes the meal over there. I mean, that's the way the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch rules to do it, but that is not in the across the board. In Chabad, we will make the bracha even during rain, even in the Sukkah, but there's another place. But this is the Kitzur's ruling. He goes into the house and he concludes his meal inside the house. And however, he says like this, you have to have in mind when you're washing your hands and when you're saying the blessing on Motzi, you have to have in mind that you are also have in mind to eat also in the house. He says, "V'yesh." So a person should have in mind, because you're not sure what's going to happen. What happens if the rain stops? So where are you going to bench? You know, you're making. So you have in mind like this. When you're washing, you make the motzi, you have in mind that you also have in mind to eat in the house. Which means, because you can't, like you asked before, where are you going to bench? So you have to bench. If you didn't have in mind, you have to go back to bench where you washed and you made the motzi. But this way, you have in mind, and you say, if the rain is going to stop, if the rain is going to stop, that you're going to eat at home. Also, that if the rain doesn't stop, you're going to eat at home, and then you can bench at home. So you have that in mind. What happens? The rain stopped before he went in the house to finish his meal, and then the rain stops before he made the after bracha, before he made Birch Samozin. Then you got to go back into the sukkah. Now that it's not raining, now you make a leisha basukkah because it's not raining. So you make the blessing to sit in the sukkah. You eat a little bit more than the size of an olive of bread, because the amount for washing to be required to make a bracha netilat yadayim is the size of a kibbeh, the size of an egg, more than a kizai, it's a little bit more. And because the netilat yadayim to fulfill for the sukkah, so therefore you eat that umevarech birchas hamazon, and then you make the after bracha. Now,
you do both. Mm-hmm.
The same thing would be, this is if it stopped to rain before he benched. What happens if it stops to rain after he already benched? After you bent the Birchas Hamazon, after you benched already, the rain stopped. So again, you should go to the sukkah, even though you already benched. You wash your hands a second time. And then you eat more than the size of an egg of bread when you make the bracha leishir basuka. And then you make the after bracha. So you're doing like after the rain, you're redoing the motion so that you can make the leishir basuka and you do the netilas yadayim, you do everything inside of the sukkah. Now, what happens? Sometimes some people have like awnings on top of their sukkah, and when it rains, they put the awnings on, and after the rain, they pick up the awning, so they have a dry sukkah. It's more comfortable to sit in a sukkah which is dry and clean versus something which has gotten all wet. So he's just being practical. He says, "In besukah shaloi, af la'achar sheposka agshom." If in his own sukkah, even after the rain stopped, adayin hamayim metaftivim min haschach, the water of the rain is still dripping from the schach, still coming down. So even though you can sit there, but it's not so comfortable. But in his neighborhood, there is another sukkah that was closed with a roof, with a covering over it. I guess this is talking about whether if there's an erev there, if it's Shabbos, but we're talking about Yontif, but when you're allowed to carry. But there was another sukkah which had a roof and then it was opened up. Yelech Shama should better go there. And let him eat his bread with a good heart versus sitting there in the dripping rainy sukkah. He's better off going there. Let's do one more halacha here. Halacha Dalet.
It's raining.
In Hasif Dalet. Yeah. Balailo Hasheni Gamkin Choyva Lechel Besukkah. During the second night, there is also an obligation to eat in the sukkah. Bafilu Mitztair, even if he's in pain. Because the second night is almost like the first night. However, Vedina Kamoi Malayla Rishon, it's really, the law is similar to the first night because we celebrate 2 days sukkahs because we're not sure which day is Sveika de Yoima because we were celebrating it to commemorate. They didn't know in the olden times which day was sukkah. So really, the law is the same as the written before. Elochiluk Echod Yesh Benem. There's one difference between the second night and the first night. If he sees that the rain isn't going to stop, or he waited and it didn't stop, then you can make kiddush at home and eat. You don't have to go into the sukkah to make kiddush. Go in the house and eat in the house. But before you bench, you go into the sukkah. You eat there at least minimally the size of a olive of bread. You eat a little bread in the sukkah, without the bracha leishir basukah. In the first night, he required you to go into the sukkah and to make kiddush if it's not going to stop or it is stopped. Or you wait and it didn't stop, you were supposed to go. Here you can make kiddush at home. But the only thing is, before you bench, you go into the sukkah and you eat the size of an olive of bread without the bracha of leishir basukah because it's still raining. And you go back home and you bless the birchas hamozen. Siv hey. Arvis kshabo mi beis haknesses in the evening when you come from shul, nichnas la suko mekadesh miyad, you go into the sukkah and immediately you make kiddush. Rak lo yikadesh elu kshuvade loylo, you have to make kiddush to make sure first that it's actually night. The mitzvah of sukkah is fulfilled when it's vaday laila, when it's certainly night. When during kiddush you make the bracha of leishev basukkah, yekaven lifter bibracha zu, then you have to have in mind with the blessing that you're making su'uda zu, this meal that you're going to eat now after kiddush, v'gam hasheino, and also the sleeping ushar tzrochav sheyase basukkah, and all the other sleeping and the other needs that you're going to do in the sukkah. Ad hakiddush shebiyom hamocharos, until the kiddush of the next day, everything is included in the leishev basukkah that he makes the first night of kiddush. Ubebirchas shechiyonu yikam, when he makes the shechiyonu, have in mind shumevorich shechiyonu al hachog, that you're making the shechiyonu for the yom tov, deserves its shechiyonu, v'gam al hasukkah, but also on the sukkah. Have in mind that same shechiyonu should also apply for the mitzvah of sukkah, the mitzvah of the holiday of Yom Tov, and the mitzvah of sukkah. V'lochein, and for that reason, v'laylo harishim mevorchim tchilo leishev basukkah. That's why first, you make first the bracha sitting in the sukkah, leishev basukkah, v'achar kach shechiyonu, and then you make the shechiyonu. Shetehei birchas shechiyonu gam al hasukkah. Over there we want the shechiyonu to go already on the sukkah as well. So you first made the bracha of leishev basukkah, you're fulfilling the mitzvah, and you're making the shechiyonu on the sukkah as well. But the balayla hasheni, but on the second night, mevorich tchilo shechiyonu, you make first the shechiyonu, and that is made for the Yom Tov, Sveikah de Yomer, the second day Yom Tov, and v'achakach leishev basukkah, and then before eating, close to the eating, you do the leishev basukkah, in which you're supposed to eat in a sukkah, so that comes closer to the eating to make the leishev basukkah. Sivov, k'sha'ichlim kamo bali batim besukkah achas. When you have several families, several head of families, they're eating in the same sukkah. V'yeshom gam hanoshim ushar b'nei bayis, and the women and the rest of the family members are also in the sukkah. Shetzrichim leishmoya heitev sakiddush lotzis bay. They need to hear the kiddush well in order to fulfill the kiddush. Im yekachu kol bale habatim biyachad, if all of the balabatim, the head of the households, will make the kiddush at the same time together, trei koli loy mishtame, two voices cannot be heard, lo yishmu heitev esakiddush, they won't hear the kiddush well. Al kein, and therefore tov yoser, it is better sheikachu bazeh achar zeh, they should make kiddush one after another. But what happens in mekachim biyachad, if they make kiddush together, kigoin, as for example, im ein sham mi shetzorich lotzeis bishmias kiddush, there is nobody there to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush, so we don't care that can't be heard, because they're not fulfilling anyone's obligation. Im kodam echod v'siyam birchas beide pri hagofen oy bracha cheres, if one of them finishes beide pri hagofen first, or another bracha finishes first, v'achkach siyam chaveri, and then the next one finishes, v'achkach siyam chaveri, and then his friend finishes after him, ein lehorishin lanis omen acharis birchas chaveri. So the first one who hasn't finished yet should not be answering omen after the bracha that his friend is making, who finished before him. Mishum the omen havi hefsek bein birchas beide pri hagofen lishusio, because that omen would be an interruption between the blessing, Beir Pri Hagofen, the drinking, if he should say Amen after saying Beir Pri Hagofen before drinking. Ve'oilom neyegim lahamtin ze al ze ve'oinim amen. The people are accustomed to wait one for another and they answer amen. They'll wait. They all are up to Ber Pragofen. One answers Ber Pragofen, they say amen, but they're interrupting really their own bracha. Vizehu shaloi kidin. This is not according to halacha, and yesh lohem loimer akol biyachad, but rather they should all say it all together. That's the right way to do it. Siv Zayin, b'shor halelis v'chein b'chol hayomim, during the rest of the nights of Pesach, outside of the first and the second night, and also all days of Sukkot, ein chiyuv lechel basukkah, there is no obligation to eat in the Sukkah. Elo, the only thing is, she'im hu roitze lechel achilas keva, if he wishes to eat a set meal, oi lishen, or to sleep, tzorich lechel lishen basukkah, then you need to eat or sleep in the Sukkah. Umahi achilas keva, what would be the shear for a set food eating, is pas yeser mikabetza, the bread more than a kibetza. That's why the Kitzer said earlier that you have to eat in the Sukkah more than a kibetza, not for the Nitilus Yudaim, I think I mentioned over there, but because of the Achilas Kiva. Afilo kova aleho, even if he did not set himself up on that, but still, if he didn't set his meal, he didn't set his meal at that, he's eating other stuff, but he has to, but if he eats a size of a yosef mikabetz of bread, that's a kvius, that's set. Filu hi pas kisnim, even if it's a pas kisnim, which is not get hamoitzi lechem min ha'oretz, that would be sufficient to make bracha leishe basuka, that would be considered a kvius, and set for the sukkah to make a leishe basuka. V'chein tavshil ha'osui, or he has to eat in the sukkah and therefore they make a bracha. V'chein tavshil ha'osu mechameshes minei dogon yesu mikibet. So if he eats a food like lokshen, say, which is made of the five types of grain more than the size of the egg, the kova alav, and he sets on that to eat that chayav basuka ulevarich olav leishir basuka, then he is obligated to sit in the sukkah and to make a bracha leishir basuka. Avol peiris, but fruit afilu ochal harbe, even if he eats a lot, the kova alehem, and he said that's going to be his meal. He sat down to eat fruit. Muter lechel chutz lasukah, it is permissible to eat it outside of the sukkah. V'chein yayin oishar mashkin, same thing is with wine or other drinks. Oy basar ugvina, there's other opinions about that, but this is the kisser. If you eat other drinks or meat or cheese, muter lechel v'lishtes chutz lasukah, it is permissible to eat and drink outside of the sukkah, the other foods. But v'davke kishalei kov aleim, only if he didn't set himself that to be his meal. Avlim roitze lishtes yayin oshor mashki b'derach keva, but if he wishes to drink wine or other drinks in a set way, or he wants to eat meat or cheese in a set way, that's going to be his meal. Then you require a sukkah. But don't make a bracha leishe basuka on them, but you still would need a sukkah. So best is to eat bread beforehand, in order to make the bracha leishe basuka, then you'll eat the rest. This is the way it is halachically obligation of Misha Machmir al Atzmai, but one who is stringent upon himself. That he won't even drink water outside of the sukkah, that is praiseworthy, as is the Minhag Chabad, not to even drink water, and that's even on Shmini Atzeres, to be Machmir as far as that goes. Sifches, Sheino, But sleeping, afila arai, even a temporary medina tsuricha sukkah, from the halacha requires a sukkah. V'chein oisin hamadagdikim b'mitzvahs. That's the way they actually conduct themselves, those who are particular in their mitzvahs. In the dush, afilu shnas arai einom yishenim chutz l'sukkah. Even a temporary sleep, they won't sleep outside of the sukkah. Now that many are lenient as far as sleeping, they don't sleep in the sukkah. So the later of blessed memory wrote kama ta'amim, several reasons, lelamed ktsas chus aleihem, to find somewhat of a excuse for them why they're doing that. Avol kol yirei shamayim, but anyone who fears heaven, it's fitting for him to be stringent and built and make a sukkah, so that he can live there together with his wife, as he lives throughout the year, if it's possible. But minimally, he's built a sukkah that at least it should be fit for him to be able to sleep there by himself. And if it's not such a sukkah, then even b'di'evad it's possible, if it's not a sukkah which is fit to be able to accommodate, that at least he should sleep there, then it would be possible. Siftas, yordu gishomim, if it rains, potur min asukkah. Before we learned about the first and the second day of sukkah, but generally, if it rains during sukkahs, and it is exempt, if rain comes down, is potur from the sukkah. Beizu gishomim potur, how much rain, what kind of rain you're exempt. Im yordu kol kach, if it descends to the, such an extent, shu mishayir, that he imagines, sheim hoyu neiflim, if that would fall inside of his food, it would ruin. Even if he doesn't have any food in front of him, but just that amount that would ruin the food. Or you can imagine, you can estimate, if they would fall into the room which he is, that amount of rain he would leave and go to another room. So in that case, if it's that much rain, either would ruin his food, or that would force him to leave the room where he's staying, then he also leaves from the sukkah to the house. If he started eating the sukkah, and then rain came down, so he entered the house. And then he started to eat also in the house. Or because of the rain, to begin with, he started to eat in the house. And then the rain stopped. Then he can finish the meal in the house. And he's not obligated to go in the middle of this meal from the house to the sukkah. Also, when the time, if it's during a time that it's cold, and the food congeal, they freeze in the sukkah, so then he's exempt from the sukkah and he eats in the house. Sifyut, le'inyan sheino basukkah, as far as sleeping in the sukkah, gam kshamim mo'otim havitzar lishan, even little rain is considered painful to sleep, v'yochalotzis, he's able to go out. V'im yotze lebeisei v'shochav lishein, but if he went out to his home and he lay down to sleep, v'achach posko agshomim, and then the rain stops, oshem t'chil shochav v'beisei lishon v'pnei agshom, or to begin with, he went to sleep in the home because it was raining, so he slept, started home. And then they stop. So all night, we're not going to trouble him to go out to the sukkah, but rather he stays in his, sleeps at home, continues until the morning. One who is exempt, when he's exempt from the sukkah and he doesn't leave, nikra hedyet, he is called a hedyet, meaning a simpleton, and he's not doing the right thing. He does not get reward for it. He's not allowed to make a bracha, from the havi bracha levatola, because that would be a bracha in vain. When one needs to leave, or one leaves the sukkah because of the rain, he shouldn't kick his sukkah and leave like in a fury. But should go out in a subdued way, like a servant who poured a cup for his master, and then the master goes and pours the jug on his face, meaning that he doesn't want him to serve him, and that's the rain is taken as such, as if Hashem doesn't want his service, and that's why he should go out in a subdued way. Sifud base. The custom is not to make a blessing of Leisha Basuka only if we sit down for a permanent, for a set meal. First you make the bracha moitzi, v'achar kach leishiv basuka. You first make the moitzi, and then you say shekishlam tzvan leishiv basuka koidem shetoyim, before you taste. U'sh'or devorim shu oichel basuka kol hayoim. And then the rest of the items that you eat in the sukkah during the day, v'chol mashu yoishiv oisusham, and everything that you sit and you do in the sukkah, v'afilu im yoshin shom, and even if you sleep there, Niftar hakoil bivrocha shebeirach b'shas achilas keva. Everything is exempt with the blessing that he made at the time that he sat down to eat on a set meal. Ad sheyochal shenis bekeva, till his next meal, which is another set meal, which he'll make again a leisha basuka. So everything is exempt from the first set meal till the next one. Be'im lo yotzo min hasuka la asoka v'lebeis haknesses. If the person did not leave the sukkah to his occupations or to the shul, bein suda l'suda, in between meals, kiven sheberach pam achas, since he made one bracha, shuv ein itzorich levorich besuda shniya shoichli, he doesn't need to make another bracha in the second meal that he eats. Ba'afilu kol shivas yimei achag, even if he stands for the entire 7 days of the holiday in the sukkah, im yoshav v'ochal v'lomad v'ispalel, he sat, he ate, he learned, he davened v'yoshen tech sukkos, and he slept in the sukkah, einoi tzorich levorich rak pamachas, he doesn't need to make a brocha but one time. Kivan sheloi hesiach daitem min hasukkah, since he did not remove his mind from the sukkah, he was constantly all yontav in the sukkah, and his mind was on the sukkah. That would include v'afilu yotzu yitzias miyad, even if he temporarily leaves the sukkah and he has in mind to come back immediately, loy havi hasachadas, that's not considered removal of his mind. You don't need to make another bracha in the second meal. Only if he goes to his own occupations, or he goes to the shul to daven or similar, that you need to make another bracha when you have the second meal. Even if one goes to his home, lilmed sham, to learn there, lasu sham eivze dover shuhu shoyev ba, or to do something in which he is delayed, takes time, gam kein havi hesach hadas, that too is considered to be removal of his mind. And you gotta make another bracha in the second meal that you have, because you interrupted by your stay in the sukkah with going home to learn or to do something else which requires some delay, and you have to make a second bracha. Sif Yud Gimel. One who goes, even if he's still in the middle of his meal, but you go to your friend's sukkah, and you eat there the amount that would obligate you to having to be in a sukkah, so there too you need to make the bracha of leishev basukkah in your friend's sukkah. Sif Yudalit, Misha Shachach Levorich Leishev Basuka, one who forgot to make the bracha of Leishev Basuka, and Viniskar Be'emtso HaSu'uda, and he reminds himself in the middle of the meal, Oyafilu La'achar Shagomar Achilose, or even after he concluded his meal, Tzorich Levorich, then he still needs to make the bracha Leishev Basuka, when he remembers, even after the meal, because also sitting there that he sits after the meal is also a mitzvah, so therefore, even after the meal, he can still say a leishev basuka. Siftas vav. Noshim, women, p'turis misuka, are exempt from suka. Ba'af al pikein rashoim levorich, and yet, still, they're allowed to make a bracha, even though they're not chayiv. They can still say, "Asher kiddushanim mitzvos zvon leishev basuka." Ketanim, minors, gamkim peturim, are also exempt. Umekol makim, and even though they're exempt, koil shumi ben chomeshanim ulemaylo. Once he is 5 years and up, chayiv over the viv lechanche sheyechol basuka. The father needs obligated to educate him to eat in the sukkah. Vafilu ein avi mevesa, even if his father isn't home, ein la nichel sheyechol chutz la sukkah, you shouldn't allow him to eat outside of this sukkah. Sif tazayin. Choyle, a person who is sick, umishamshov, and those who serve him, the sick person, peturi misukkah, are exempt from sukkah. But if he is a sick person, but there is no danger, those who serve him are only exempt at the time that he needs them. But if it's a sick person that has danger, even when he doesn't need them so much, but because his life is in danger, they're still going to be exempt. But only at the time that they're busy helping the sick person. Yudzayin, halacha Yudzayin. Mitztayer gamkim poter min hasukkah b'shor halelos. One who's in pain is exempt from sukkah on the other nights, besides the first and the second night. V'chein b'chol hayom, also the old days. What does it mean he's in pain? V'haynu shemitztayer machmas tzino. He's in pain because of the cold, or the wind, or a bad smell, and similar to it. Same thing if the person's lights were extinguished in his sukkah during Shabbos. He has a lot of trouble to go to the sukkah of his friend. He can go to his house in the place in which he has the lamps lighting. He doesn't want to sit in the dark, and he a lot of trouble to go to his friend's sukkah, so he can go home in which he has lights. This exemption is to begin with, he built himself a proper sukkah. But it happened. It happened shumitztayer leishev, that he is in pain to sit there or lishev b'toicha or to sleep in it. But if to begin with he built it in a place where there's a bad smell or similar to it, or in a place that he would be afraid to sleep there, so he didn't build the sukkah right in the first place, and the yoytzeba afilu achila b'yoyim, he is not fulfilling his mitzvah, even during the daytime, because it's not a fitting sukkah. If the wind is about to extinguish the candles by the wall, through the walls, he is permitted to spread out a sheet or a garment to prevent the wind of extinguishing his candles. Loch Yudches. If those who travel on the road during the daytime, pturim min hasukah b'yoyim, are exempt from a sukkah during the daytime. Kivan she'ein lahem shus l'treyach achar sukkah. They don't have the time to trouble themselves to find a sukkah. Kivan she'tzrichim leilach tekev l'darkom, because they need to be going immediately on the road. Avlim yoyishi choylim leisha b'sukkah b'li toyrach. But if they are able to sit in the sukkah without trouble, Chayovim leil shabasukah, they're obligated to sit in the sukkah. Ubalaylo, but on the night time. They're traveling in the daytime. Banayik shuhuba molin, where they're in the hotel, shem roitzim lo, l'shom, that they want to stay there, sleep there. Tzrichim la'atriach as atzmam leil shabasukah, they need to trouble themselves to sit in the sukkah. Bafilu imheim b'mokim shem shum sukkah, even if it's there in a place, there is no sukkah there. If with a little money they can make a sukkah, they're obligated to put an effort in that they have a sukkah to sleep in it. What happens if they're also traveling at night time? The same din as the daytime, that if they don't have a tircha to make it, they should make it, but if there's a tircha, they're exempt. Those who travel in the villages to collect debts during the intermediate day, during Chol HaMoed, if they're not able to make for themselves a sukkah, they should be stringent upon them to go back home every night to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. Sif Yutes, Shluchei Mitzvah. Agents that are on doing a mitzvah, afilu balaylo, even at nighttime, kshem b'molim, when they're at the hotel, im tzrichim l'treyach achar sukkah, if they need trouble to make get a sukkah, yishay nechlem lishem b'sukkah, or it's not comfortable for them to sleep in the sukkah, v'im yishnu, and if they will sleep in the sukkah, yiyu l'mocher yigeim, they will be exhausted, v'yisakvim in a mitzvah, they won't, they'll be tired and they will prevent them, they will be prevented the mitzvah, p'turim in ha-sukkah, they're exempt from the sukkah, they're going for a mitzvah, so they don't have to delay the mitzvah because of their sukkah or being exhausted or tired from the mitzvah. Abu Balav Hochi, but without that special situation, chayovim, they would be exempt. Sivchov. Shoimri ginois upardesim. Those guards, that security guards, they watch the gardens and the orchards with tfu and the grains. Im efsher lishmer hakol b'mokom echad. If you are able to guard it all while on one side, yaseh leishom sukkah v'yeshiv bo. You should make a sukkah over there where you're guarding and sit there. You don't have to walk around, and you're just able to watch it. Then you should do that. Sif chaf aleph. Ha'oisim. Those who make wine by the non-Jews, they are exempt from the sukkah. Now, because whether daytime or night, they need to be guarding, the goy shouldn't touch it, make it yayin nesach, so they have to watch the wine. So therefore, if it's a situation that it does not require watching it, then they are obligated. Those who sit in the store, even though they live outside of the city, and the city and the store is in the city, and all through the year, they have their chanus, their store, they eat in the store during the daytime. So they're basically on the road, but they do their business, their store is there. They have to eat in the sukkah.